y'all, and it's getting better and better and better. And hopefully, in the future coming up, man, we can take this to a nightclub or something like that. Let's get on out John Cowles and leave his family alone. You know, he's been hospitable enough. But,
no problem, man. You know the deal.
I know it, Jack. We don't want to take advantage of you, man. We appreciate it, man. Jack Jones, y'all. So anyway, y'all, don't forget about the Mark 4 on Thursday. If y'all want to continue this thing, come on over to the Mark 4 and jam with the As One Trio. That's off of Church Street, Virginia Beach Boulevard. It's a little plaza like thing, so y'all can come on in there and hang out with us if you want to. We start about 10 o'clock, and we probably kick it to about 1, somewhere like 1:30 or 2 like that. So y'all can come on out and hang with us. Most of y'all know where it is, so if you don't, call a friend and find out where it is.
Jazz and funk. Tell you, I was raised on funk R&B, funk R&B, whatever title you want to give it, you know. And then that kind of like, I heard jazz when I was younger, but I didn't, I wasn't playing that at the time. I heard more R&B than I did jazz. Jazz was like on Sundays for some reason. I just didn't hear a lot of that at home. But R&B I heard constantly on the radio. There weren't a lot of jazz stations when I was little, but I did hear it on Sunday on the radio. And I liked it, and I had the opportunity to hear some. And that, I think that further cemented my love of jazz. I didn't stop playing R&B, but I started to play more jazz. And it made me, I think, a more well-rounded musician, being able to do that. And for some of the things I've been called to be a part of, it has helped me immensely. Calling on my jazz information to help me with whatever else it was I was playing.
Funny you should say that, because I was just reading an article about Willie Nelson and his guitar Trigger. And The author of the article was saying that he thought that Willie Nelson was basically a jazz artist. I mean, that he can go from whatever genre, but basically he thought of him more as a jazz artist, and he thought that what made him so good in the other genres that Willie plays.
Yeah, I think that if someone plays jazz, it's a lot more complex than anything else, you know. Not frowning on rock or anything else, but just the complexity of jazz, you know, it calls on a little more from you to pull it off, as opposed to playing, you know, something where there's only like 3 chords or maybe 4 chords. You know, it's a little more complex than that, and it gives you a lot more information than some of the other genres. And so when you get into the other genre not being as complex, then you can just pull from what you know from the genre of jazz to help you figure out what it is you need to do to play whatever other genre it is that you're playing, if that makes sense.
I think what you're saying, that jazz gives you more space to improvise and to change and mix and to bend and to twist.
I agree, yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your favorite artists, past, present, and why?
Well, I would have to say Rick the First, because we grew up together. To see what he has done for the world of music and for the world of bass playing, he's pioneered so many techniques. He's just, I mean, he's done so much. And just to know that I know him, say past, Jaco Pastorius is one of my favorite bass players. I learned a lot from him. Stanley Clark, I tried to emulate some of his techniques and fuse those into my style. I appreciate all the things he's done musically, you know, and I picked what I can, you know, to add to my own repertoire, skills and abilities that I possess. There's a bass player named Richard Bona. I think he's from Cameroon, Africa. I like him a lot. He sounds like Jaco, so obviously he's listened and studied Jaco as well. There's a drummer named Dennis Chambers. I like listening to him because I like Funkadelic. And Bootsie Collins. Of course, Bootsie Collins. Before I knew about jazz, I knew about funk. He was one of the bass players that I was really, really crazy about. And some of the sounds that he coaxed out of his basses. Bass player named Chuck Rainey. I actually had the opportunity, thanks to Victor, going to one of Victor's camps in Nashville, Tennessee. I got to study with Chuck Rainey, who is a world-renowned bass player who's played on so many hits that are recognizable by anybody who's heard anything in the last 50 years. He played on the tune What a Wonderful World. He's the bass player on What a Wonderful World with Louis Armstrong. There are some Steely Dan songs that are just memorable forever. I mean, and he's on those tunes. He's a studio bass with Aretha Franklin. He's played with so many people. And I like his style and the things he's done. To listen to try to figure out anything he does is a lesson in itself on how to play bass. There are lots of other bass players that I'm crazy about, but those would be my favorites.
You like George Johnson? Thunder with Thumbs?
George Johnson? Of the Brothers Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's so many great bass players, but yes, I love some George Johnson. I learned, Get the Funk Out My Face and Strawberry Letter 23 and, oh, yeah. Yes, George Johnson. He was a great studio player, bass player, too. He's on a lot of songs a lot of people don't know as him playing. Kind of like a chameleon on bass. Who would have ever thought that was him playing I Keep Forgetting with Michael McDonald? You can't tell he's not plucking and popping. That's what he's known for. But, you know, he was reserved when he was playing with Michael McDonald because that wasn't what the song called for. And that's what jazz gives you, the opportunity to be subtle or abrupt, whatever the mood is, you can get it playing jazz. Up with anything, but yeah, he was able to be a chameleon. You wouldn't know it was George Johnson because you want to hear the plucking and the popping and the thumping, and you would immediately associate that with him. But he had to conform to that style for that moment. That's a great example. I Keep Forgetting by Michael McDonald, because there's not a pluck in the song anywhere, but it is George Johnson.
Jonathan Butler.
Jonathan Butler's a great guitarist. I don't know what part of Africa he's from, but you can't tell it when he's singing or talking. That always fascinated me. Yes, I love hearing him play guitar. He's great.
I wish I had just a fingernail of talent. I think the guitar or the piano would be my choice of instruments, or maybe even a flute. I have a lot of respect for those who can hold notes just with a breath. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Yes, it is. And I like the fact that the flute is so small it'll fit in your back pocket, because I play bass and I play upright bass. A lot of people tease me and say, you would pick the biggest instrument in the band. And yeah, I did. But it's only because I just love the sound. Regardless of how much of a hassle it is to transport, it's a beautiful instrument and it sounds great. But yeah, I like the flute. It's a beautiful instrument, as you say. And guitar and piano, yes, it's so easy to pull out melodies to compose on, especially the piano. But piano and guitar, they're both pretty much the same as far as chordal things and melodies. And so, yeah. I don't think I would change, even if I could do it over again, since it's my birthday. I would still play bass. But yes, guitar, piano, and flute are great instruments. And like I said, just for being funny, flute's a great instrument because it's so little and it'll fit in your back pocket. Easy to set up, easy to break down at the end of the gig.
Oh, I can't help but laugh. Just don't sit down with the flute in the back.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, you might have a flute like Dizzy's horn.
Oh, yes. And what did he do with that? Go ahead, boy.
Yep. Another groundbreaking pioneer.
Started a really important event by having those jam sessions that artists felt that this is a place that I could really be an artist versus I am a performer.
Yep, big difference.